Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Fitness Podcast, your source for all things fitness. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Sharon Keppel on the line, and she's president and co-founder over at El Dorado Disc Sports. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right, so I'll tell you, I'm excited about today's topics of inclusivity and physical / mental health benefits of disc golf. I can say that I've played in the past, and I'm a big fan of the sport in general. It's just a lot of fun, I find. So maybe just to get us kicked off, why disc golf? So why do you think this is so important for, you know, physical and mental health?
Disc golf is one of the very few sports that it includes more people. The inclusivity of disc golf, it doesn't matter if you're short, tall, fit, not fit, orange, purple, spotted, polka dot. It doesn't matter. You can go out and enjoy the sport. You're playing against yourself and the course. There's always the, you know, friendly competition. But it gives you a clarity out in nature. Disc golf typically does not alter the landscape like other sports might. There's no blacktop. There's no, you know, fences per se. But it just gives everybody a chance to kind of get back in tune with nature and get a physical activity that's low impact and anybody can do.
You know, I don't want to assume that everybody listening has played or actually knows what disc golf is. So maybe define it a little bit for those that have never seen it or played the game.
Absolutely. Disc golf is loosely modeled after ball golf. And you have a tee pad with a basket called a target that you shoot into. It can be a tone pole. It can be a natural resource. There's disc golf baskets that have chains that you throw into. But it's set up similar to golf with pars, depending on the length of the hole. Typically, it's a par three, which means you have three opportunities to throw your disc to make it into the target. There's penalties, there's out of bounds, but it's played similar, and the discs themselves have changed drastically over the years since the early 60s. You have drivers, putters, mid-ranges, fairway drivers. They're all shaped a little differently, do a little different things. You have a putter for closer to the basket. So you have a bag of discs, kind of similar to a bag of golf clubs.
Did you say since the 60s? I had no idea this has been around since the 60s.
Absolutely. It actually started in Southern California. It's now worldwide. But the original history was from, there was a gentleman named Steady Ed Hedricks that was with Wham-O. And he started looking at discs from people throwing them on the beach and developed a pole and the original basket to throw the targets into. But yeah, it originally started in Southern California. Really big college thing back in the day for some of the Southern California colleges. But now it's worldwide.
Wow. So obviously you're working in this, you know, day in and day out. I mean, what's your vision of the future of disc golf, either locally
and SoCal or otherwise?
I would like to see disc golf available to the masses. A quality course in your local neighborhood park, designated open space. We put a 9-hole course into a middle school here in Northern California, and the kids use it as part of their physical education curriculum now. It's approved by the state of California for physical education, and they have a 9-hole course that they actually play as a unit throughout the year. In addition, they had a small disc golf tournament with the board there and raised money for a new sign for the front of their school, electronic sign. The course is extremely popular. It's only about 200 feet per hole, which is relatively short. And families go out there on after school and the weekends. It's extremely popular for family sports, old, young, middle-aged, it doesn't matter. We see hundreds of people out there a week playing on the school. It's removed a little bit from the school grounds, but
mm-hmm.
Disc golf is one of those things that I got into it a relatively short time ago, about 10 years ago. It's one of those things that it just gives you a sense of accomplishment and pride, especially some of the children that we've worked with. Some of the ones that don't always get picked for the soccer team or the baseball team, or they're not the quickest, the fastest, the best thrower. We work with them, and we're developing a youth league to help more children be involved. We'll have sponsorships and scholarships, so nobody will be turned away. It's a relatively inexpensive sport, but it will allow everybody to kind of experience and find their niche. We've had kids that, you know, too short for the basketball team, but man, can they throw a disc. So we have some pros out there, semi-pros come out and help the kids. And there's a lot of women getting into the sport now. There's a professional disc golf association. We have people that for a living play disc golf. There's majors, nationals, but what I'd like to see is everybody have the opportunity to experience the benefits of disc golf and just get back to nature, get a little unplugged. You know, it's hard to be on your cell phone and throw a disc. So,
Well, I'd like to see it it's hard expand. To be on your cell phone and throw a disc. I like that.
So it just provides opportunities to a broader array of people.
Now, this is wonderful, Sharon. So that being said, if somebody wants to, if they're listening to this and they want to learn more about El Dorado Disc Sports or to get involved, I mean, what's the best way? Well, two-part question. Number one, what's the best way for them to learn more? And number two, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Actually, to learn more, our website is rather extensive with the history of disc golf and other disc sports. A lot of articles and videos that you can watch to kind of get the basics and see if it's something you're interested in. And that's at eddiscsports.org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. Also, if you go to that website, you can contact me directly. My email address is on the website, as well as a phone number that you can reach. You can text or call me anytime. We try to respond within a really short period of time, less than 24 hours. And reach out. We can meet you out at the course or any other course. We can find local people. If you're not in Northern California near us, we can contact other clubs, and they're always happy to help out in your area. And then you can get introduced to disc golf.
Fantastic. Well, Sharon, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and your love for disc golf and what it's doing, because I can tell that you're passionate about it, because it's coming across. So thank you again for coming on the show and sharing more. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. Have a lot of great guests just like Sharon coming on for you. Sharon, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Adam. Have a great day.